Albia sporting event on Thunder Country KIIC, brought to you by Dr. Adler. Also by Benton Place Apartments, Bluff Creek Archery, Centerville Produce, Sheraton Valley Electric. Also by Community First Credit Union, Hy-Vee and Albia, Lathrop Construction, and by the Hy-Vee Distribution Center and First Iowa State Bank. Also by McFurniture and the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. By Oakwood Estates, People State Bank, Quality Ag. By Southern Iowa Technologies. Also by Summers Car Credit and Summers Insurance. And by Tharp Funeral Home. And now, out to the field.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Boyd Britton Field in Monroe, Iowa. It's Albia and Grinnell High School Baseball on 96.7 FM KIIC. This is John Martinson joining you on this Tuesday afternoon of high school baseball. Alec Farmer has just struck out. And the second batter, Ethan Mitchell, is up. He's down one strike and takes the next pitch inside. One ball, one strike. Farmer struck out swinging on a 2-2 count. Left-hander for Albia is Edison Goodlow in this first game of a varsity doubleheader. An Albia team looking to improve upon a 10-21 season a year ago. Tigers of Grinnell from the Little Hawkeye Conference, 20-16 last year. Goodlow kicks and delivers. This game starting a couple minutes early, scheduled for a 5:30 start, but they couldn't hold the Thoroughbreds any more longer than they had to. Albia with three seniors, five juniors, five sophomores, six freshmen, one eighth grader on the roster. Grinnell, pretty balanced as well. Five seniors, three seniors gone from a year ago for Coach Tony Stenberg in his second year. And there's a ball swung on hit down the third baseline, foul. Albia's first-year head coach is Robbie D'Amato. First year as head coach, second year as assistant with the Albia Demons out of the South Central Conference. Conference won by Knoxville last year. They went 31-9. Davis County and Centerville, I believe, placed and the top three of the conference last year. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, hit to the shortstop. A ground ball to the shortstop. Nathan Crawls throw across the diamond in time to Trent Garver. Two up, two down. Let's get the Albia defense for you. Luke Bossert at third base. Nathan Crawl at short. Quentin Boland at second. Trent Garver at first. Ashton Brand in left. Gage Wilson in center. Ethan C. in right. Nathaniel Wynn behind the plate. And Edison Goodlow, a left-hander, getting the start here for the Demons of Coach D'Amato. Goodlow, just 4 1/3 innings pitched last year, made just two appearances in 2017 season. Here's Jaden Gibson, returning starter, the catcher. There's a ball popped up, should be caught. Shorts up under it, crawling down the third base line in foul territory, overruns it, does Luke Bossard. And the catcher, Jaden Gibson, will get a second life out of it. The ball was hit to the left of catcher, about 10, 15 feet to the left of the catcher. It was a mile-high pop-up, and the third baseman, Bossard, overran it, not able to catch it. So Gibson, a right-handed batting catcher, will have a second life here. That ball should have been caught by either the catcher, Wynn, or Bossard, the third baseman. And that pitch looked like inside corner. It was in for a strike. The home plate umpire from Centerville, Mike Miller, former head baseball coach at Linville Sully back in the day, about 20 years ago, led Linville Sully to a state tournament after they won their sub-state down at Indian Hills Community College 20 years ago. Tony Curry, the field umpire from Centerville. Ball chopped at home plate, fouled toward the Grinnell third base dugout. And the count, nothing and two. So Goodlow, good start here for the left-hander in his first varsity start, getting ahead of this batter with two down, nobody on. And if Jaden Gibson gets on base, it would bring up the shortstop, Jake Hall, for the Tigers. Nothing and two, the count. Pitch by Goodlow. Swung on and missed for strike three. So it's three up, three down. Nothing across for the Tigers, who are retired in order in the top of the first inning. So after a half inning, we'll set the lineup for Albia for you after this 30-second timeout. Grinnell nothing, Albia coming to bat. You're listening to Albia Blue Demon Baseball on KIIC.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And now you can bring all of your empty cans and bottles to Jim and Charlie's Redemption Center. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted, but no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Here's the lineup for Ethan Mitchell, who will start for the Tigers. One of the ace pitchers in the Tiger lineup who really don't miss a beat from a pitching standpoint from a year ago. Gage Wilson will lead off and play center field for Albia. Shortstop at batting second, Nathan Kroll batting third. The first baseman, Trent Garver. The third baseman, Luke Bossert, batting cleanup for the Demons. Ashton Brand in left field will bat fifth. Batting sixth, the pitcher, Edison Goodloe. Second baseman, Quentin Boland, batting seventh. Batting eighth, Jaden Hugan, the designated hitter for the right fielder, Ethan C. And Nathaniel Wynn, the catcher, will bat ninth. Defensively for Grinnell, Spencer Moss is at third. Jake Hall is at short. Colin Gibson, that's Ethan's younger brother, at second. Nick Pop is at first. Blake Hollibaugh in left field. Alex Farmer in center. Brock Beck is in right. Jaden Gibson behind the plate. Ethan Mitchell, the Tigers' starting pitcher, was 4-4 a year ago in 11 appearances, 59 innings pitched, an ERA of about 3.2. There's a ball hit to the right side in foul territory. I don't think the right fielder Beck will get there. He does not. That was a long strike and just a long way to go for Beck to get there. And it's strike one to Gage Wilson. Gage Wilson. He is a junior. Hit .222 a year ago. Here's the one strike pitch, and Mitchell misses outside. One ball, one strike. Stats from last year for Gage Wilson: had 6 hits and 41 at bats and a couple of RBI. Next pitch in there, right down Broadway, calls strike two. One ball, two strikes. First batter for Albia here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Pitch is high, and the count goes 2-2. Of course, with this pitch count rule, don't look for these teams to be playing a lot of Saturday baseball. In fact, I don't think you're going to see a lot of Saturday baseball, period. And there's a ball right down the middle, call strike three. Beautiful pitch there by Mitchell, and Gage Wilson goes down looking. That's out number one. So good start for Ethan Mitchell. Brings up Nathan Kroll. Nathan is a junior. Last year, 14 hits and 77 at-bats, hit .256. And there's a ball to the right side. That's through for a base hit, a seeing-eye single between the first baseman and second baseman. Nick Pop at first, Colin Gibson in right, and Brock Beck fields it cleanly in right field, and Nathan Kroll on with a base hit. Good start for the Demons. One on, one out. Brings up Trent Garver. Garver hit .449 as a team. Albia last year hit .311. Garver, a right-handed batting senior, which there are a few on this team. In fact, 3 of them. And breaking pitch misses inside, ball one. Garver, a big guy, plays first base. So runner at first is Nathaniel Kroll. Here's the set by Ethan Mitchell. Pitch on the way. That's a breaking pitch missing. That didn't miss by much. Must have been a little high and possibly inside. Count goes 2-0 for Trent Garver. Set by Mitchell. Runner gets his lead off first, and the pitch on the way, and the ball popped up straight back and out of play, and it's 2-1. As far as Gage Wilson, Wilson didn't steal a base last year. Here's another ball pitch, that one right down the middle at the knees. And the count now evens up 2-2. Nice job by Mitchell. Fell behind 2-0 and comes back to even up 2-2. And now Mitchell comes set. Runner at first. Here's the set. Mitchell's pitch. Breaking pitch stays inside. Didn't break like he wanted it to. And the count full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Luke Bossert on deck for the Demons of Albia. No score, bottom of the first inning. Here's the set. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on a miss. Mitchell challenged him that time, and Garver came up empty. Pitch that was kind of on the inner half of the plate. Garver mostly swung at self-defense, and he came up empty. So 2 strikeouts in the inning for Mitchell. 2 down with a runner still at first. Here's Luke Bossert, the third baseman. Runner still at first. Here's a set by Mitchell, and Mitchell brings it home. Check swing, and he fouls it to the backstop, does Bossert. Bossert, a sophomore. And should Bossert reach base, it would bring up the left fielder, Ashton Brand. Here's a set by Mitchell. And Ethan Mitchell, right-hander. And the one-strike delivery swung on a miss. Mitchell, good job throwing strikes by the Tiger right-hander. And it's nothing in two. So Bossert is a pitch away from getting out of this inning. Here's a set. And the two-strike pitch, high and outside. It's ball one and two strike. One and two. Nathaniel Crawl with the one-out single, still at first base for the Demons. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. The other half of the play call, strike three. And Bossert takes that third pitch, the 1-2 pitch, and for strike three. So striking out the side is Ethan Mitchell. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left for Albia. As Ethan Mitchell strikes out all, records all three outs by way of strikeouts, two looking and one swinging. So the Tigers and the Demons are scoreless after an inning. Middle third of the Grinnell Tiger lineup coming to bat after we take this timeout. You're listening to High School Baseball on KIIC Thunder Country in Albia.
The Sheraton Hy-Vee Distribution Center will have open interviews held at the Hy-Vee Distribution Center at 1801 Osceola Avenue in Sheraton this Friday, May 25th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Full-time jobs at $12 an hour and part-time jobs at $16 an hour. Day and night shifts are available. Successful candidates must pass a post-offer drug screen and criminal background check. Please apply online at www.hyvee.com and come to open interviews this Friday, May 25th. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
On a beautiful night for high school baseball, this is John Martinson with you on KIIC 96.7 FM at the Boyd Britton Field at the Monroe County Athletic Complex, Monroe County Sports Complex, north side of Albia. As Tigers will bring up Jake Hall, Nick Popp, and Blake Hollibaugh, the number 4, 5, 6 hitters. For Grinnell, no score in this opening game for both teams in the 2018 season. Of course, the Albia boys soccer team in Class 1A Substate tomorrow night at Williamsburg as they take on a Williamsburg team that's 11-3 and ranked, I believe, in the top five of Class 1A. So good luck to Albia and the Demons. They defeated Sheraton 4-0 last night to improve to 12-8. Now Jake Hall. For the Tigers, a leadoff. Jake, a fine basketball player, track athlete at Grinnell as well. Takes the first pitch outside. Jake did see playing time in his first year. Hit 239. 26 hits and 109 at-bats. Here's the next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike by Holm. He had two doubles last year. And knocked in 18 runs for the Tigers of Coach Tony Stenberg. In his second year as head coach, assistant coach is Tyler Willis. One ball, one strike, left-hander Goodlow brings it home. Ball hop in the air, third first baseman giving chase. Boy, there's about a couple of acres of foul ball territory, and the first baseman gets there, Trent Garver. Probably about as spacious as any ball field the Tigers will play. There's about 2 acres of foul territory down the right field line, about the same down the left field line. I mean, there's a lot of room for foul territory. So one up, one down as Trent Garver makes the catch near the fence in foul territory. Here's Nick Popp, the first baseman. First pitch is taken for a call strike. And this umpire, Mike Miller, doing a nice job calling balls and strikes. Anything that's close, he's going to call a strike. That's good to see. This thing will roll nicely. Here's the one strike pitch to Popp. Swung on off the end of the bat, foul down the right side. Nothing in two. Nick Popp, last year hit 176, 18 hits, 102 at-bats, had four doubles, and knocked in 16 runs. Here's the two-strike pitch by Pop, breaking pitch, missed outside, 1-2. Blake Hollibaugh on deck for the Tigers, who have yet to reach base on this left-handed pitcher, Edison Goodlow. And here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on right side, that's falling out of place. We'll try it again on 1-2. This is, again, the opening game tomorrow night. The Demons travel to Eddyville, take on Eddyville Blakesburg-Fremont, the South Central Conference opener. Then Albia back at home on Friday for a doubleheader against Davis County. And here's the 1-2 delivery. Goodlow misses inside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Nick Popp, a senior, There are a total of five seniors on this Tiger baseball team. And here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch on the way. Ball hit to the right side. And that's a base hit right in front of the right fielder, Ethan C. Nick Popon. And so the four in a row retired, coming to an end by Edison Goodlow. Pop going the opposite way. And Ethan C. fields that ball in right field cleanly and brings up Blake Hollibaugh. His dad, Tim, the longtime head baseball coach at Grinnell College, has had some really good teams in recent years. Blake, left fielder, left-handed batter. One on, one out. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Blake, a junior, this coming off a junior year. Just two at-bats a year ago with one hit. So got them hit 500. And here's the one-strike pitch missing outside. One ball, one strike. One out, one on. No score. We're in the top of the second inning. Spencer Moss would be on deck. Hollibaugh with a open stance. Here's a set. The 1-1 pitch. Got the knees. And it's one ball, two strikes. A bit of a off-speed pitch. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first. Nick Pop getting his lead. 3-for-3 a year ago. And there's a ball hit down the left field line. And it's a fair ball. That's going to be at least a base hit. Fielded cleanly by Ashton Brand. So Hollibaugh goes with the pitch off. Goes opposite way. And dumps in a single. Good start for Blake Hollibaugh's season. So runners first and second. One out. And brings up Spencer Moss. This is... Spencer did not have a varsity play appearance. He plays third base. And here's the set, and the pitch hit to the right side. That's past the first baseman in the right field. Here comes a runner trying to score. Bobbled by the right fielder, and the ball, and the Blake Hollibaugh will go to third. Spencer Moss with a base hit, and that scores Nick Pop all the way from second. So an RBI single for Spencer Moss. And it's 1-0 Grinnell. So three straight hits, Pop with a single to right, Hollibaugh the opposite field single to left, and Spencer Moss, as the first baseman was hitting toward first, and the ball goes by the first baseman into right field, and Spencer Moss with a single and an RBI. So runners at the corners with one out brings up Drew Kaufman, the designated hitter. Here's a set by Edison Goodlow. Pitch on the way. Swung on, hit back to the pitcher, a slow roller. Look to third, now the throw to first in time. But the runner, Spencer Moss, goes to second. Goodlow didn't even look at second. He looked at the runner at third to keep the runner in check there, but he wanted to make sure he got the out. So Grew Kaufman, first ball hitting, is retired pitcher to first for out number two. So two up with two on with two out. Drew Kaufman, he only had one plate appearance last year, and here's the pitch on the way to Colin Gibson. And Colin takes the first pitch for a strike. Colin Gibson playing second base. He's a ninth grader to be. He's the only eighth grader on this Tiger team. Here's the next pitch on the way. Misses low and inside. In fact, each team with just one ninth grader to be or coming off the eighth grade season. And if you've got eighth graders playing at this level, they're not there for window dressing, folks. They're there because they're going to help the baseball team in some way, shape, or form. Here's the set. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. Missing outside. 2-1. Goodlow hasn't fallen behind on many Tiger batters so far. Down 2-1 here. Second and third of the base runners. Spencer Moss at second. Blake Hollibaugh at third. Two out. And 1-0 Grinnell. Here's a set. Here's the pitch on the way. Ball swung on hit. Knocked down by the third baseman. Keeps the ball in front of him. Throw across the diamond is in time. Had time to get Colin Gibson. Luke Bossard with a one-hopper right in front of him. And a throw across to Trent Garver retires the Tigers. But not before Grinnell scores a run. Three hits. No Albia errors. Two left on base. We have played an inning and a half as Albia will have the number 5, 6, 7 hitters coming up after we take the 60-second timeout. You're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to sponsor and support the Blue Demon Athletics.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And now you can bring all of your empty cans and bottles to Jim and Charlie's Redemption Center. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, Albia stepping to the plate. There's Ashton Brand batting for the Demons in the blue and white. And the first pitch on the way by Ethan Mitchell is taken for a ball. Good to see Kevin Krall, the superintendent of schools, your PA announcer tonight. He's been here 20 years as superintendent. That's hard to believe after his couple of years at Montezuma before that. Next pitch taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. Ashton Brand, Edison Goodlow, Quentin Boland, the scheduled hitters here. Or Boland, excuse me. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Brand is the number five hitter in the lineup. And the next pitch swung on and fouled. One ball, two strikes. We'll try it again here on Ashton Brand, the left fielder. Brand had six appearances at bats last year. Two hits and six at bats for Brand. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that must have been over but low. Two balls, two strikes to Ashton Brand. Tigers with a run in the top of the second inning. 1-0, Grinnell leads it. Here's the next pitch, swung on, fouled off the, I believe, off the umpire's mask and to the backstop, and the count stays 2-2. Ashton Brand. Two balls, two strikes. Ethan Mitchell wasting no time. The breaking pitch on the inner half of the plate calls strike three. All four outs have been strikeouts by Ethan Mitchell so far. That's four outs and four. Three of them have been called strikes. Brand goes down looking there. And now the left-handed pitcher is also left-handed hitter, Edison Goodlow. Look to try to help his own cause. First pitch misses low for ball one. We'll have both games of this doubleheader tonight. Goodlow, just two appearances at the plate last year, did not have a hit. And here's the one ball pitch on the way by Ethan Mitchell. Up the middle, shortstop, can he get there? He does. Nice play, Jake Hall. The throw is in time. Nicely done, Jake Hall, as he ranges towards second to make the fielding effort and the good throw to first to Nick Pop in time. Short to first, 6-3 on the putout. Two up and two down brings up Quinton Boland. Boland in first pitch in there for a strike to Quinton Boland. Did see some varsity action, did not have an at bat to speak of varsity wise. Here's the one strike pitch on the way, swung on past the pitcher to the second baseman. Here's Colin Gibson with a fielding play, the throw to first in time, second to first the put out, and it's 1-2-3, nothing across. Albia retired in order in the bottom of the second. Rolling right along here at Boyd Britton Field on the north side of Albia, it's Demons and Tigers, nothing. We go to the third inning. We'll take a 60 second break on KIIC, and you're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt, physical therapist for Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Parents of kids in sports, listen up. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. And together, let's get you back on track and back in the game. Visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinic Rehab Services. Our therapists are trained to assess and treat various sports injuries, and they will get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com. That's mchalbia.com.
Yo, this is your cup holder talking. The little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me, but at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times, just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Temperature about 80 degrees here at Boyd Britton Field, north side of Albia, Iowa. For the Demons and the Tigers of Grinnell, the high school baseball opener of 2018. This is John Martinson. And thanks to Joe Millage back in the studio, keeping us on the air and online at KIICradio.com. Alex Farmer struck out swinging his first time up. His first pitch, he squared to bunt, pulled the bat back, but takes it for a strike on the outer part of the plate. But either I looked like he pulled the bat back, but it was must have been taken for a strike. Nothing and one nonetheless to Alex Farmer. Ethan Mitchell on deck, then Jaden Gibson. Here's the one-strike pitch. Ball to the right side, first baseman Trent Garver on a two-bouncer. Makes the unassisted put out, and that's out number one. Alex Farmer on a ground ball. Alex Farmer hits it to Garver, and Garver takes it to first base. Three unassisted. One up, one down, brings up Ethan Mitchell. He grounded out to short his first time up. And this home plate umpire, Mike Miller, doing a nice job calling balls and strikes. If it's going to be close, he's going to call it a strike, and that's the way it should be, folks. Here's the next pitch. First pitch on the way. That's outer half of the plate. That looks good. It is good. In for a strike. And I hope all high school umpires kind of take note just to keep the game going, and you've got pitch counts, stuff going on, and all that. Here's the one-strike pitch outside. That was inducted new last year. That's why you're not going to see a lot of high school baseball games on Saturdays this year. There just won't be many. Softball, yeah, no big deal, but baseball's another story. When you've got pitch counts and you've got to limit kids to so many pitches per game, per week, per whatever. So here's the next pitch outside. Two balls, one strike. Jaden Gibson on deck. One out here in the third inning for Grinnell. 1-0 Grinnell, your score here on this top of the third inning. First of a varsity doubleheader. We'll have both games here on 96.7 FM. They're on the inner half of the plate, inside corner, call strike two. Got that at the knees. Two balls, two strikes. Jaden Gibson on deck. One out. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch on the way. Swung on a miss, strike three. Ethan Mitchell had a good swing at it, but missed, and it's out number two. So one, two, that's three strikeouts for Edison Goodlow. Better inning here for Goodlow after a kind of a rough second inning. Three straight hits resulting in the first Tiger run. Jaden Gibson struck out swinging his first time. First pitch on the way. Misses outside, ball one. Tigers retired in order in the first inning. And this same trio, ironically. So one ball the count. Should he reach, it'll bring up Jake Hull for the Tigers. Here's the wind. Here's the one ball pitch on the way. Swung on and popped up. Back. Right fielder Ethan C. with an adventure. He can't make the catch. It's back toward the fence. Going around a second. We'll call that a two-base hit. Ethan C. just could not see it. Yeah, I was going to say that ball got into the sun that time as far as Jaden Gibson up in the air, high to right field. So the fourth Grinnell Tiger hit, that has to be a two-base hit. C just had a hard time adjusting on that ball that just kept drifting and drifting. So A.J. Wilkins is the courtesy runner here for Gibson. A.J. Wilkins. Wilkins going to be a sophomore as a freshman. Now Jay Cole, who popped out to the first baseman in foul territory his first time up. So two out with A.J. Wilkins, the pinch runner for Jaden Gibson at second. 1-0 Grinnell, and it brings to the plate Jake Hull. Right-handed batting shortstop. Here's the set. Here's the pitch on the way. And that pitch missing low. Must have been over, we'll say over, but low. One ball count. So the Tigers with four hits in this game, three of them coming again in the second inning. With Spencer Moss's third hit resulting in a RBI, and Nick Pop scoring from second. Here's the next pitch. Inside. And ball two and no strikes. So Jaden Gibson with a two-base hit. A.J. Wilkins running for him. Thanks to our sponsors, helping bring it home to you, Centerville Produce, Sheraton Valley Electric, Community First Credit Union. Here's the next pitch, popped up. Catcher has a beat on it, behind home plate, and the backstop and the catch made by Nathaniel Wynn. So Jay Call pops up to the catcher, and that's out number three. So the two-out threat by Grinnell goes by the board. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Tigers are stranded three through the first three innings. So the number 8-9 hitters will lead things off for Albia in the bottom of the third inning with Jaden Hugan and Nathaniel Wim coming up first to lead things off in the third inning for Albia. It's Grinnell 1 and the Demons nothing. Bottom of the third. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Let's face it. Sooner or later, you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Other fine sports boosters include your Hy-Vee Food Store in Albia, the Hy-Vee Distribution Center, Jim and Charlie's, Lathrop Construction, Mahaska, Mick Furniture, Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics. Helping bring it home to you on KIIC, FM 96.7. This is KIIC Albia's. We're just a couple minutes in front of 6 o'clock on this Tuesday night. First pitch, a swing and a miss by Jaden Hugan, left-handed batting designated hitter. Hugan did not have a plate appearance. Another swing and a miss as he hits for Ethan C. Nothing in two. Jaden Hugan, left-handed batting DH, the two-strike pitch swung on a miss. So he swings and misses at three pitches, and Hugan goes down on strikes without number one, and that's five strikeouts for Ethan Mitchell, a one-hitter in the first two and a third innings for the Tiger right-hander. Here's Nathaniel Wynn, who the catcher who made a nice catch of a pop-up in foul territory just a half inning ago. First pitch misses outside for ball one. Nathaniel Wynn is a right-handed batter. Wynn, three hits and 31 at-bats, hit just under 100. Next pitch, a swing and a miss for one strike one. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on. Albia had a one-out single from Nathan Crawl in the first inning. That's been it for base runners for the Demons. Next pitch, swing and a miss. That was on the inner part of the plate that time, and Wynn mostly swinging in defense. One ball, two strikes. Nathaniel Wynn. Ethan Mitchell wasting no time. The 1-2 pitch is popped up. Center fielder has a beat on it. Alex Farmer drifting towards right and makes the catch. Puts it away for out number two. So two up and two down. And now Ethan Mitchell has retired a total of seven in a row here after that single by Nathan Crawl in the first inning. And it brings up Gage Wilson, who struck out looking his first time up. Top of the order for the Demons. First pitch by Ethan Mitchell, kind of a swing and a miss. He was kind of fooled by the pitch. And not a very good swing that time. One strike to count. Mitchell again wasting no time. And the right down Broadway on that fastball delivery by Mitchell. Nothing in two. And I'll tell you what, Mitchell is not wasting any time. Next pitch. Hey, he went around. Yeah, not a good swing. Tried to hold up but could not do so. And a three up, three down. And that's six strikeouts for Ethan Mitchell, and nothing across, 1-2-3, as Albia is retired in order in the bottom of the third inning. We played three straight innings. We go to the top of the four. Tigers will have the number 5, 6, 7 hitters coming up to face Edison Goodloe. It's Grinnell 1 and Albia nothing on, as you're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Oskaloosa, get ready for country music megastar John Michael Montgomery.
I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine.
Country KIIC and the Southern Iowa Fair welcome John Michael Montgomery live in concert. Get ready for country music superstar John Michael Montgomery Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. Get your trackside or grandstand tickets now at TicketNoble.com. Thunder Country, KIIC, and the Southern Iowa Fair are bringing in John Michael Montgomery live, trackside. Advance tickets are $20 and $25. Get them now at TicketNoble.com.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Wow, John Michael Montgomery coming to the Southern Iowa Fair in Oskaloosa. Oh, buddy, that'll be a fun time, July 19th. Get your tickets now because they, I can't imagine they not going fast, that's for sure. Man, I think people will travel a few miles for that one. Nick Pop to lead things off on this Tuesday night of high school baseball action. The Albia Demons, the Grinnell Tigers, and the first of a varsity doubleheader. Both games here on 96.7 KIIC. First pitch on the way by Essen Goodlow. Just missed outside. Pop with a single to right that started the... scored the only run of this game. An RBI single by Spencer Moss brought him in. Couple of hits later. And next pitch inside. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. So Nick Pop, Blake Hollibaugh, and Spencer Moss are scheduled batters for the Tigers here in the top of the fourth inning. Tigers leading 1-0. That one run in the second inning. Here's the next pitch. Bouncer past the pitcher to the shortstop who fields it, throws it across the diamond in time. Nathan Krall to Trent Garver. One up, one down. Nice play by Krall to make the good fielding play. And throw it across the diamond for out number one. So one up, one down. And it brings up Blake Hollibaugh, who singled opposite way his first time up. Left-handed batter went down the left field line. And here's the next pitch. And just missed the outside part of the plate for a call strike. Good eye there by Hollibaugh. Spencer Moss on deck. Left-handed batting left fielder is Blake Hollibaugh. Stands in there against the left-hander, Edison Goodlow, who brings the one ball pitch home way outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Tigers with three hits in the second inning had a two-out double from Jaden Gibson in the third, and that's been it for base runners. Neither pitcher has walked a batter so far. That's pretty good for the first game of the year. Next pitch in there for a strike at the knees. Two balls, one strike. Pop with a bounce out to the shortstop. We're for out number one here in the fourth inning. Two balls, one strikes. Here's the wind and the pitch by Edison Goodlow, and it's hit to the left side out of play into the, past the arc lights into the parking area to the left and behind here at Boyd Britton Field. The Albia softball team off to a great start. Beat Oskaloosa 4-3 last night. Battle of teams that were state medalists from a year ago. There's a ball hit again opposite way, and that's going to be a base hit again. Wow, great job of hitting. And Hollibaugh going to take a wide turn at first and going to hold up there and thought better of it. Left and the left fielder, Ashton Brand, fields it cleanly, but Hollibaugh, second straight time, he's gone the opposite way, and a base hit. Brand just about misplayed it, and Hollibaugh had a notion of going to second, but thought better of it. Not think about running himself out of an inning and stays at first. Spencer Moss, the third baseman, an RBI single his first time up. Takes the first pitch in for a strike. One nothing Grinnell, and a one-out single by Hollibaugh, who is off and running, and the throw to first, now the throw to the second baseman, and the ball dropped by the shortstop. So that we'll give Blake Hollibaugh. I'm going to give him a stolen base. That's pretty close. Either way, I mean that's a Hollibaugh was off and running as the pitcher threw to first, and the throw by the first baseman was dropped by the shortstop. But it was a bang bang play. There's a chopper. The pitcher fields it up the third baseline. The throw to first is in time. It's a 1-3 put out by Moss, who kind of a chopper there. But the pitcher made a good job to field it and make a good throw. And Hollibaugh will stay at second. So two up and two down now. Moss is retired with the base runner Blake Hollibaugh at second. And it's up to Drew Kaufman. Kaufman bounced out to the pitcher his first time up. Still Tigers 1, Albia nothing here in this top of the fourth inning. Here's a set. Here's the next pitch on the way. Missing outside for ball one. Colin Gibson on deck. Should Kaufman keep this inning alive? Blake Hollebaum, the runner at second. Tigers' fifth hit of the ball game. Here's a set by Edison Goodlow, and the pitch on the way. Misses low and inside, and Goodlow gets behind another Tiger batter, 2-0. Drew Kaufman, a big guy, about 6'5", 6'6". Right-handed batting DH. DHing for the right fielder, Brock Beck. So again, Albia back here on Friday with a South Central Conference doubleheader against Davis County. There's a pitch, inner half of the play calls, strike one. Two balls, one strike. Runner at second, two outs. Tigers leading 1-0. Here at the Boyd Britton Field, north side of Albia, Iowa. Here's the set, and the 2-1 pitch on the way. Up the middle, and that's going to be through for a base hit. Here comes Blake Hollowa. Tony Stenberg going to bring it around, and the ball's misplayed by the center fielder. And now Kaufman is going to run into or slide into second, safe. So it's an RBI single for Drew Kaufman. But now Kaufman goes to second on an error on the center fielder, Gage Wilson, who just misplayed that one. So Hollowa in to score from second. He would have scored anyway, regardless if the center fielder, Gage Wilson, fields it cleanly. So it's now 2-0 Tigers. And now Albia coach Robbie D'Amato. And he'll bring pitcher and catcher together at the mound. Take a look at some scores from the area last night. Carlisle beat Pella 10-0 in five innings last night. That's kind of interesting. Pella placed like second or third in the conference last year and got drilled by Carlisle right away. Although Carlisle, given years, has pretty good baseball teams. I'll give them the nod there. Centerville beat Bonnerand for our 6-3. Centerville is ranked in Class 2A to start the season. Here's a set, and the pitch on the way to Colin Gibson on the way is swung on, hit to the right side, and that's going to be a base hit in front of Ethan C., the right fielder. Here comes the throw coming in. It'll be cut out all the way through to the catcher. So Colin Gibson goes opposite way. Drew Kaufman can only get to third. That ball was hit to fairly shallow right field. Ethan C. throws it in on a hop to the catcher. So runners at the corners now for the Tigers, who can really blow this thing open a little bit here, leading 2-0 and have a couple runners on. Runners at first and third and two out. And here's the top of the order, Alex Farmer, 0-2. Farmer struck out swinging in the first and bounced out to the first baseman in the third inning. Here's a set and the pitch on the way. Just outside. Ball one. Just missed the outside corner. Tigers with a run in the second. Get a run here in the fourth. Three hits in this inning as well. So seven hits in the game for Grinnell. Here's a set and the next pitch on the way. And missed outside. Ball two and no strikes. Colin Gibson's first varsity hit for the Tigers. 1-2 in the game. Drew Kaufman, the base runner at third base. Wonder if they'll try a pickle play here. Why not? You're up two. You've got two outs. Here's the set. Here's the next pitch on the way. That's in there for a call strike. 2-1. I don't know. Have we had a third ball three count in this game yet? I don't think so. I don't know if we've had a three-ball count at all by either pitcher so far. It's been that well played to this point. 2-0 Grinnell, 2-1 the count here with runners at the corners. Here's a set. Here's a pitch. Ball hit to the right side, foul out of play. And the count evens up 2-2. Ethan Mitchell on deck. Should Farmer keep the inning going? And now head coach Rob D'Amato. He's going to come out. I'm guessing he's got to a pitch count situation here. Robbie D'Amato is going to come out. And so, 3 2/3 innings pitch for Edison Goodlow. And this pitcher for Albia is Tyler DeBrouse. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll double-check that here on KIIC. We'll take a 30-second timeout.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted. But no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
So Blake Chance is the new pitcher for Albia. Chance did pitch last year. In fact, he only made one start out of four appearances. 6 1/3 innings a year ago. Did make a save, or did get recorded. He recorded one save and an ERA for a chance of 7.7. So that is it for Edison Goodloe, who struck out three, gave up seven hits, didn't walk a batter. I don't know if he had a three-ball count in this game, to be quite honest. Here's a set, and the runner going from first. There's a ball rolled up the third baseline. I don't know. Can they get him? A throw across the diamond in time. Oh, my goodness sakes. Boy, you couldn't have rolled the ball out any better than what he did that time. Alex Farmer, it hugged the third baseline all the way to the third baseman, Luke Bossard, and the throw across the diamond in time, just in time to Trent Garver. I mean, you couldn't have thrown the ball up the line any better than that. Goodness sakes. Third to first, and that's out number three. One pitch, and Chance does his job in ending the inning without any more damage being done. One run, three hits, one error, one Albia error, and two left on base. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Grinnell 2 and Albia nothing. We'll take a 30-second break as you're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
The Sheraton Hy-Vee Distribution Center will have open interviews held at the Hy-Vee Distribution Center at 1801 Osceola Avenue in Sheraton this Friday, May 25th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Full-time jobs at $12 an hour and part-time jobs at $16 an hour. Day and night shifts are available. Successful candidates must pass a post-offer drug screen and criminal background check. Please apply online at www.hyvee.com and come to open interviews this Friday, May 25th. Equal opportunity employer.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
6:13, your time on this Tuesday night. I should mention Robbie D'Amato's assistant coaches are Brandon Sutliff and Gunnar Wyatt for the Demons. Da, 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 da. Okay, Nathan Crowell, the base hit. In fact, the only Albia base runner so far. Nothing like a little ZZ Top on your Tuesday night, folks. There you go. All right, Crowell with a single to right. His first time up. And he's the only, again, he's been the only base runner that Ethan Mitchell has surrendered so far. First pitch fouled off, and this pitch misses outside. One ball, one strike. Nathan Crowell, Trent Garver, and Luke Bossard. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch popped up, and right in front of the second baseman, Colin Gibson fields it, throws it in time. Nathan Crowell, kind of an excuse-me swing, and hit it to the second baseman on a hop. Second to first, the putout. 9 in a row now retired by Ethan Gibson, and now Trent Garver has struck out swinging. Ethan Mitchell has struck out 6 Albia Demons in this game. Here is the first pitch, and it is in the dirt and bounces to the left. I think he checked his swing. It's ball one. He did check his swing. 2-0 Grinnell here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the one ball pitch. Yeah, outer half of the plate for a call. Strike two. One ball, one, or strike one, pardon me. One ball, one strike. Garver followed by Luke Bossard. Ethan Mitchell has wasted no time. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Swinging on, got a piece of it and fouled it to the backstop. 1-2. I know Mitchell is not, hasn't had many two-ball counts, much less three-ball counts in this game. Mitchell has been, you're on a roll, you got a groove, you want to keep moving along, and Ethan Mitchell doing just that. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Ethan on the way. Breaking pitch, swung on, hit to the shortstop. Jay Call fields it, throws it across the diamond. High throw, first baseman came down on the bag in time. Nick Pop, good job to do just that. A short to first put out is out number two. Shortstop to the first baseman on the ground out. Two up, two down. That's now 10 in a row retired by Mitchell. And here's Luke Bossard, who struck out looking his first time up. One of six strikeouts recorded by Ethan Mitchell of Grinnell. And here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Nice pitch. That looked like the bottom dropped out of that one. One strike count. Bossard, should he keep things going, will be followed by the left fielder, Ashton Brand. Here's a one-strike pitch. Low and outside. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Nobody on. And Mitchell is retired. 10 straight Albia Demons in this first game of the varsity doubleheader. And here's the next pitch on 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Ethan Mitchell trying for 11 in a row, and there's a ball popped up right side out of play in foul territory. And we'll try it again on 1-2. Looking at the Albia schedule after the, again, tomorrow night at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont against the Rockets for a JV varsity game in the South Central Conference. There's a bouncer past the third baseman, deep to shortstop, a long throw, not in time. Yeah, the shortstop, Jay called it all he can do. The ball, once it got past the third baseman, that was going to be an extremely tough play to make. Hall did make a good fielding throw from deep shortstop, but the throw not in time. Luke Bossert able to leg that one out. A two-out single for Bossert comes with two outs, and it brings up Ashton Brand, who struck out looking to begin the second inning. So just the second hit for Albia in this ballgame, the second base runner. And here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. For strike one on Brand. Should he keep the inning alive, that should bring up Blake Chance, who replaced Edison Goodlow on the mound in the fourth inning. Here's the set. Two outs and the one strike pitch. That one missing outside. One ball, one strike. Mike Miller, our home plate umpire. Tony Curry, our field umpire, both from Centerville. These guys know baseball. Centerville is, it's one sport they have hung their hat on through the years is baseball, wrestling being the other. Here's the next pitch on the way. That one, outer half of the plate for a call, strike two. When time permits, we'll give you the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association Radio Iowa poll when we have the opportunity, and maybe between games. One ball, two strikes, the set, and the pitch, and it's pitches high. The runner trying to steal, but the tag is waiting for him. Nice throw by Jaden Gibson. And Jake Hall was waiting for the base runner, and he has tagged out Luke Bossert. That's a catcher to short, caught stealing for out number three. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. As that will bring Ashton Brand to the plate then to start the fifth inning. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. We played four innings complete here at Albia. Grinnell leading Albia 2-0 as Grinnell will have the number 2, 3, 4 hitters coming up as we'll take this break as you're listening to Albia High School Baseball on KIIC.
Hey, bird watchers. Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50-pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Also been bringing home tonight, including Quality Ag, People's State Bank, Oakwood Estates Care Initiatives, Southern Iowa Technologies, Summers Car Credit, Summers Insurance, and Tharp Funeral Home, helping bring it home to you on this Tuesday night. John Martinson with you from Albia, Iowa, the north side of Albia, at Boyd Britton Field on KIIC 96.7 FM. As we bring to the plate Ethan Mitchell, let's reset the Albia defense. Luke Bossert at third, Nathan Krall at short, Quentin Bolin at second, Trent Garver at first, Ashton Bolin, Gage Wilson, Ethan C. left to right, catcher is Nathaniel Wynn, and the pitcher Blake Chance throws the first pitch way inside. Blake Chance on one pitch got the last batter, Alex Farmer, to ground out to end the fourth inning. Mitchell 0 for 2 with a ground out to short, a strikeout, and a pitch way outside. 2-0. We have not had a walk issued in this game so far. I really don't think we've had a three-ball count in this game to this point. Here in the top of the fifth, here's the next pitch. Here's a ball hit to the past the third baseman into the left fielder, Ashton Brand. Base hit, scorcher there by Ethan Mitchell. That's hit number 8 for the Tigers. Mitchell's first hit of the game, helping his own cause. He's now 1 for 3, and it brings up Jaden Gibson, a two-out double in the third inning. Ball that Ethan Mitchell had a hard time adjusting because of the high sun. And ball fell behind him to deep right field. He squares the bunt. Pitch is outside. There is a runner trying to steal. Here's a throw, not in time. Head first dive by Ethan Mitchell, who runs for himself and steals second base. Mitchell last year was 11 of 13 on stolen bases. And that pitch, and that throw by the catcher, Nathaniel Wynn, missing or was not there before the base runner got to second. Next pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Gibson, one for two, would be followed by Jake Hall. So runner at second and nobody out. Tigers leading 2-0. Here's a set. Here's the pitch on the way by Blake Chance. And that misses outside. And the first time tonight, we've had a three-ball count. Three balls, no strikes. So Mitchell on at second. Here's the set. Does he have a green light here? Here's the pitch down the middle. Call strike one. Wouldn't have been surprised that Gibson had a green light. Up 2-0 early in the season. Non-conference, why not? Three balls, one strike. Here's the set. And pitch by Blake Chance. A swing and a miss. So a good job by Chance to bring the count back to a full count, 3-2. Gibson, right-handed batting catcher for the Tigers. Runner at second gets the lead. Here's a set. And Chance's 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Bad pitch up in his eyes, up and in. And a strikeout swinging by Jaden Gibson. It's out number one, and for Blake Chance, his first strikeout of the game. Goodlow again worked 3 2/3 innings, struck out three, didn't walk a batter. Was getting up in the pitch count, and this is a busy week ahead for Albia baseball. Here's the next pitch. Jake Hall misses. He's popped out twice in foul territory, once to the pitcher and once to the catcher. Base runner at second, Ethan Mitchell gets his lead. Here's a set, and the pitch in for a strike at the knees. And one ball, one strike, the count. So runner at second, Ethan Mitchell. One out. Grinnell leading 2-0. Leading the Albia Demons. Here's the set. And here's the pitch by Blake Chance. Swing and a miss. And for strike two. Off-speed action that time by Chance. One ball, two strikes. One out, one on. Tigers threatening for more here in this top of the fifth inning. Here's the set. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. There's a ball. Race runner trying to steal third, and the pitch was low, and no attempt made by the catcher to throw to third. So another steal by Mitchell, who had quite a lead that time. Two balls, two strikes, the count. So runner at third and one out. Here's a set. And the pitch by Blake Chance on the way, and that swung on and fouled out of play. Of course, Chance has a little bit of a leg kick there. That allows maybe that base runner to get a tad more of a lead or a break. So Ethan Mitchell stole second and steals third. And the count, two balls, two strikes, one out with the runner at third, and the Tigers up by a pair. Here's a set by Blake Chance. Look to third, pitch on the way. Breaking pitch in there for a call, strike three. And Chance with two strikeouts. That one's a big one. It brings up Nick Pop. Pop with a single and a run score in the second. Bounced out to short. He's one for two. So the Tigers now with a total of eight hits in this ball game. Next pitch is in there for a call strike. Blake Chance coming back here after giving up the leadoff single. He's struck out Jaden Gibson swinging and Jake Hall looking. And now up on a strike on Nick Pop. Here's a set by the right-hander. And the pitch by the sophomore, swing and a miss, strike two. Chance doesn't pitch hard enough to break a pane of glass, but it's been location with this group of bunch of Tigers here. Two strikes to count. Chance will try to end the inning here, try to get out of trouble. Here's the next pitch on the way. Knocked down on a pitch low and in the dirt. Nice job by the catcher, Nathaniel Wim. That saved a run. One ball, two strikes. Is your count on the batter Nick Pop, 1-2. Here's the set, and the pitch by Chance on the way. Chopper over the head of the pitcher. Shortstop, he charges it, fields it, throws it. Got him in time. Nathan Crawl to Trent Garver across the diamond, short to first, and Blake Chance with a nice job of pitching. And the Tigers held off the scoreboard. No runs, one hit, no Albia errors, one left on base. The Tigers have stranded six through the first five innings. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Albia will have the number 5, 6, 7 batters coming up against Ethan Mitchell, who's given up just two hits so far. We take a 60-second break, and this is Albia Blue Demon Baseball on KIIC.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt, physical therapist for Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Parents of kids in sports, listen up. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. And together, let's get you back on track and back in the game. Visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinic Rehab Services. Our therapists are trained to assess and treat various sports injuries, and they will get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com. That's mchalbia.com.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to sponsor and support the Blue Demon Athletics.
Tharp Funeral Home is a proud supporter of the Albia Blue Demons and the Lady D's. We are committed to supporting the athletics in the Albia Community School District, and we wish them all success this season.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder.
Boland. First pitch in for a strike to Ashton Brand, who struck out looking his first time. There's a breaking pitch, misses inside. One ball, one strike on Ashton Brand, the left fielder. Right-handed batting left fielder, Blake Chance is on deck. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Oh, nice breaking pitch in there for a call, strike two. One ball, two strikes. A base hit by Nathan Krall in the first and an infield hit in the fourth by Luke Bosser. And a swing and a miss on the 1-2 pitch by Mitchell, and that's strikeout number seven. First one in a while, though. First one since about the third inning. So Mitchell had retired 10 in a row before the infield hit by Bosser. And now here's Goodlow. It is Edison Goodlow. He's the designated hitter now. Blake Chance being hit for. Goodlow 0 for 1. He bounced out to the shortstop his first time. Here's the one ball pitch. Miss in there for a call strike. One ball, one strike.
Ethan Mitchell and Jaden Gibson are in the zone.
Mitchell pitching a heck of a ball game. Seven strikeouts to this point. Here's the 1-1 pitch. In there for a call strike two. Outer half of the plate. Quinton Bowen is on deck. We'll have the second game of this doubleheader as well. Tigers 2, Albia nothing, one out, nobody on. Here's the wide, here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Missing outside, two balls, two strikes. So 2-2, and Goodlow, left-handed batter. Here's the wind, here's the pitch by Ethan Mitchell. Just missed, no, outside corner, he got the outside corner, pardon me. Again, anything close, and this umpire is going to call, and he's been consistent all night. That's the name of the game, is consistency. And it's a call third strike. Goodlow goes down with a bat on his shoulders, out number two. Mitchell with eight strikeouts, and better than half of them have been called third strikes. Here's the next pitch on the way. Mitchell right down Broadway, strike one. Quinton Bowen bounced out to the second baseman his first time up. 2-0, Tigers. Here's the wind, the one-strike pitch. Oh, breaking pitch, and a dandy in there for a call. Strike two on the inner half of the plate. No balls, two strikes. If he should get on, it'll be up Jaden Hugan. Here's the next pitch. That's outer half of the plate. Call strike three. Strikes out the side as Ethan Mitchell. Nine strikeouts in this game. Nothing across, and the Albia Demons retired in order. Nothing across in the fifth inning. So we've played five innings here at the Boyd Britton Field. It's Grinnell 2 and Albia nothing. Albia will have the Tigers will have the number 6-7 hitter, next 6-7-8 hitters coming up. We take a 60-second break, and you're listening to Albia Baseball on KIIC.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And now you can bring all of your empty cans and bottles to Jim and Charlie's Redemption Center. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to sponsor and support the Blue Demon Athletics.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Base hits. First pitch in for strike one by Blake Hollebaugh. Blake Chance, and here's the one strike pitch on the way, up and in. And one ball, one strike. Neither team's pitchers has issued a walk so far, which is pretty darn good for the first game of the year this deep into the game. And their next pitch, again, opposite way, and that goes foul, out of play. One ball, two strikes to Hollebaugh, the left fielder, has two of the Tigers' eight hits. Spencer Moss and Drew Kaufman scheduled to follow. One ball, two strikes. Blake Chance, who's pitching in a third. And here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's swung on, hit back to the pitcher, a slow roller. Chance fields it, throws it, but throws it wide of first base. Garver, unable to field it, he falls on his wallet, and the catcher backs it up. That's got to be a two-base error on the pitcher, Chance. I don't know what happened that time, but he threw it awry of the first baseman. So actually, the pitcher, Goodloe, is in right. Edison Goodloe in for Ethan C. So a throwing error, that's a two-base error. If he makes the throw, he's out. I mean, that's all there is to it. But he didn't. He made the throw wide of first on a soft toss. And now Hollebaugh at second. First pitch is strike one, Spencer Moss. Here's the next pitch. And that misses for ball one. Moss is one for two with a single to right and an RBI. And a bounce out to the pitcher. Runner at second gets his lead. Here's the set with a look to second and the pitch on the way. Chopper foul off of Moss while in the batter's box. And now it's 1-2 on Spencer Moss, right-handed batting third baseman for the Tigers. Drew Kaufman on deck. So the Tigers leading 2-0 have another opportunity here. They've been retired in order just in the first inning. They've had at least one base runner every inning after that. Here's the set. Here's a pitch by Chance. Oh, my. Misses just inside. Two balls, two strikes. Didn't miss by a great deal. Drew Kaufman again on deck. Hollebaugh on at second on the two-base throwing error by the pitcher, Blake Chance. Next pitch hit to the right side. That at least advances. And the ball skips away from the second baseman, and that's going to bring the runner in to score. That's got to be an error on the second baseman, Quentin Bolin. Bolin was charging it to make the play, and the ball skipped on him and bounced towards center field. So an E4 is how Spencer Moss reaches and Blake Hollebaugh in to score. So it's now 3-0 Tigers. We'll make that at least two errors on Albion. Here's the set. And here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Drew Kaufman, who's one for two. A single to center, his first time up, and an RBI in the fourth inning. Moss reaching on the air. That's not an RBI. Here's the set, and a look to first by Blake Chance. So Chance certainly hasn't helped his own cause here with a throwing error, and then the error on the second baseman allowing a run to score. Next pitch in for strike two. Nothing and two on Blake Kaufman. Colin Gibson on deck. So a good effort by the lower half of the Tiger lineup. Has at least, actually, hitters 5 through 9 with at least one hit, and there's a breaking pitch, misses inside. One ball, two strikes. So runner at first and a run in. 3-0 Grinnell in the top of the sixth inning. Here's a set and the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul out of play. A ball and two strikes on Drew Kaufman. So Spencer Moss, a runner at first, reaching on the air on the second baseman, Quentin Bolin. Here's the set. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Atwin misses low, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, smothered by the catcher, Nathaniel Wynn. So it's Tigers leading Albion now 3-0. Blake Hollibaugh scored two of the Tigers' three runs. Here's the next pitch. That one, an inside pitch. Swung on, hit to the third baseman. The throw to second. They got one. That's all they'll get. And the fielder's choice from Luke Bosser to Quentin Bolin. And Drew Coppin on the fielder's choice. Spencer Moss as he races third to second. And that's out number one. And it brings up Colin Gibson, who's one for two. Gibson with a single to right in the fourth inning. And now we'll have a runner coming in here, a pinch runner in this case. Will be Brock. Is that Brock Beck coming in? Okay. Brock Beck, an outstanding wrestler at Grinnell High School, a state qualifier his freshman year. Actually, his sophomore year, he's qualified both years, his first 2 years under his dad, Chad Beck, at Grinnell High School. So Brock Beck will run here for Drew Coffman and Colin Gibson. It's a single to right the last time up for Gibson, a right-handed batting second baseman who bounced out to third his first time up in the second. He bats here in the sixth with one on, one out, and one run in for the Tigers. First pitch over but low for ball one. And Chance with a one-ball count here on Colin Gibson, right-handed batting second baseman. Here's the set. Here's the pitch on the way, up and in. One ball, one strike. Oh, no, two balls, no strikes, pardon me. 2-0 on Gibson. Alex Farmer on deck. And this will be his fourth plate appearance, it would appear, unless Albia can induce a double play. Here's the set. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that one on the outer half of the plate for a call, strike one. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. So runner at first is Brock Beck. And here's the next pitch. And now Beck trying to steal. The throw is to the first base side of second. And backed up by the shortstop. So a stolen base by Brock Beck. So Beck was 1-for-1 on steals last year and is 1-for-1 on steals here in 2018 already. First game of the year. Here's the set. With a runner at second, pitch on the way, swatted at and fouled on the third base line. Gibson hangs in there, the count 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, 1 on, and a run in for Grinnell here in the top of the sixth inning. This will be 2 7-inning games tonight here at the Boyd Britton Field at the Monroe County Athletic Complex. Here's a set, and the pitch is swung on. Chopper back to the pitcher, slow roller of the pitcher. Chance throws the first, and this is a good throw in time, but Beck will advance to third on the play. Almost like a swinging bunt, basically. And out number two, Gibson is retired, but advances the runner from second to third. Two out, and it brings to the plate Alex Farmer. Farmer 0-for-3, strikeout in the first, bounced out unassisted to the first baseman of the third inning, bounced out to the third baseman to end the fourth inning. That was the first batter Chance faced in this game. There's a ball swung on and fouled, and he's got a piece of it. And the ball goes behind the catcher for a call strike. 0-1. It is 3-0. Albia, Grinnell leading Albia. Single runs in the second, fourth and the sixth, so even numbered innings, the good for the Tigers. Here's a set. Here's a pitch by Chance. It is in there for a call, strike two. Mike Miller from Centerville has called a very fine baseball game, without a doubt, tonight. Two strikes the count, and Chance will try to get out of this without any more damage done here. Two strikes the count. Here's a set. Look to third with Brock Beck, the base runner. Pitch on the way. Swung on, hit back to where it came from. Pitcher fields it, throws it, and that ends the inning. Alex Farmer on the soft toss to Trent Garver, and that is the pitcher to first put out. So one run in the inning, no hits. There were two Albia errors and a runner left on base. The Tigers have stranded seven through the first six innings. So Albia needs to get to work here. They're down three. Grinnell 3-0. It'll be the number 8-9 hitters to lead things off against Ethan Mitchell, who's been very, very good tonight for the Tigers. And we'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Albia Baseball on KIIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Okay, so Blake Chance is batting in the DH's spot here. Okay, Blake Chance batting, and here's a ball popped up. Right fielder, center fielder, and the center fielder, Alex Farmer, drifting into right field, makes the catch. So first ball hitting is Blake Chance, and he is retired on a foul, on a ball hit to right center field. And again, Farmer from center field able to track it down for out number one. So Chance is now the DH instead of Jaden Hugan. So that brings up the catcher, Nathaniel Wynn, who flied out to right his first time up back in the third inning. So four in a row retired by Ethan Mitchell. There's a first ball hitting Nathaniel Wynn, fouls it off to the right side out of play. So nine strikeouts in this game, and I know he hasn't walked a batter. I know he hasn't had a three-ball count in this game. Hardly a two-ball count, to be quite honest. Here's the next pitch by Mitchell, and there for a call strike two. My goodness. The breaking pitch by Mitchell. No balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on here for Albia. Bottom of the six. Here's the wind. Here's the two-strike pitch on the way. Hit to the right side. First baseman makes the play. Nick Pop will make the play unassisted and tags the bag for out number two. So Albia putting the bat on the ball. But retired on a fly ball out was Blake Chance, and Nathaniel Wynn grounds out to the first baseman unassisted. Two up, two down, brings up Gage Wilson, who struck out looking in the first, struck out swinging in the third inning. Tigers three, Demons nothing. Demons with just two hits in this ball game. Two base runners all together. First pitch right down central for a call, strike one. Nathan Krall is the on-deck hitter should Gage Wilson get on base. Here's the one-strike pitch, a low bridge. Pitch high and inside as that time Wilson tried to duck away from a pitch that appeared to come inside but didn't break enough inside. It's called a ball inside. One ball, one strike pitch, and as a swing and a miss. Call strike two. One ball, two strikes. And Wilson, a down in the count, one and two. Here's the wind by Ethan Mitchell on the 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one misses outside. Count evens 2-2. Crawl with a single to right in the first inning. Bounce out to second in the fourth inning. One for two. One of the two at Albia hits. And the 2-2 pitch is a breaking pitch in there for a call strike. And third time that Gage Wilson has gone down looking. Third time he has struck out in this game. 10 strikeouts for Ethan Mitchell. And for the second straight inning. And for the 1-2-3, fourth time tonight, Albia has retired. Nothing across. 1-2-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Go to the top of the seventh. Number 2, 3, 4 hitters coming up for the Tigers. It's Grinnell 3, Albia nothing, as we'll take this timeout. You're listening to Albia Baseball on KIIC 96.7 FM.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance.
Okay, 30 seconds.
You not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Take a look at the Grinnell Tigers schedule. They will play Thursday a non-conference game at State Center against West Marshall. Take the trip over 146 and west of Marshalltown to West Marshall High School. Take on the Trojans and then up the road to Gilman to take on East Marshall on Friday. And then play two games at Brooklyn, Iowa on Saturday against BGM and Clear Creek Amana, kind of a triangular. And that's one of maybe a couple Saturday games Grinnell will play this year, period. In fact, they had a long time tournament around the 4th of July, and they're not doing that anymore. And that's been going for over 30 years, I can tell you that. First pitch to Ethan Mitchell, and Mitchell had a low bridge from a high inside pitch. One ball count, and Ethan 1-for-3 with a single to left his first time up. Ethan Mitchell, Jaden Gibson, Jake Hall, the scheduled Tiger hitters against Blake Chance. Ball popped up straight back and out of play. And the count, one ball, one strike. Tigers with two runs in the second, fourth, and sixth. They've been retired in order just once. That was in the first inning. The Tigers have had at least one base runner in each inning after that. Here's the wind of the 1-1 pitch. Popped up right side. Down the right field line. First baseman Trent Garver has it. Foul territory. Makes the catch. And that retires Ethan Mitchell. Mitchell now 1-for-4 in this game. He had bounced out to short in the first, struck out in the third, and then the base hit in the fifth. Brings up Jaden Gibson with a two-out double in the third. He's 1-for-2 with a strikeout swinging in the first and a strikeout swinging in the fifth. And here's the first pitch on the way. Ball hit well to left field. Back on it, the left fielder. Ashton Brand has it measured in front of the fence for a long, loud out. Gibson flies out to left field, and there's out number two. 300 feet to left field and to right field here at Boyd Benton Ballpark, and that was hit just shy of 300 feet. Gibson hit it well, but hit it to the left fielder, Ashton Brand. Two up, two down. Brings up Jake Hall. Nice job of pitching here by Blake Chance in relief of Edison Goodlaw. And the first pitch inside misses to Jake Hall, who is 0-for-3. He popped out foul territory to the first baseman, fouled out to the set catcher, and then struck out looking. There's a ball hit toward center. Center fielder drifting toward right field makes the catch on a line drive. Ball hit right on the nose by Hall, but right there was Gage Wilson, who had it gauged all right, made the catch, and that ends the inning. So, just like the first inning, Tigers retired in order. Nothing across. 1-2-3 in the seventh inning. So Albia needs 3 to tie it and needs 4 to win it here. But it won't be easy because Ethan Mitchell's getting stronger as this game goes on. We take a 60-second break on the KIIC. Back with more Albia High School Baseball after this timeout.
Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia, is looking for smart, dependable, hardworking healthcare professionals to provide high-quality care to our residents. We are currently hiring RNs and LPNs for evening and overnights. We are also hiring certified aides for evenings and overnights. We offer full benefit package, including anniversary bonuses and tuition assistance. Oakwood Specialty Care is an equal opportunity employer. Go to careinitiatives.org and click on the employment page to apply.
Computer services companies come and go, but Southern Iowa Technologies has been in business since 1998, serving customers in Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri, from individuals all the way up to large businesses. If you have computer issues, they have you covered. Computer repair, data recovery, network setup, virus removal, security cameras, and alarms are just a few of the services that Southern Iowa Technologies can help you with. Give them a call, 641-777-2824. 777-2824.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Nathan Krall, the first batter to face Ethan Mitchell here in the seventh inning. Do or die time for Albia. First pitch is foul to the backstop. Nothing and one. Krall, or the base hit to right in the first inning, and bounced out to second in the fourth. He's 1-for-2, one of just two Albia singles in this first game of the varsity doubleheader here at Boyd Benton Field. Here's the next pitch on the way. Missing high and outside. One ball, one strike. It's Grinnell 3, Albia nothing. So Blake Chance goes the last, let's do the math, 3 1/3 innings, struck out 2, didn't walk a batter. Maybe 1 or 2, 3 ball counts is all. Next pitch misses, for it's two, or in for a strike. It's 2 balls, 1 strike to Nathan Krall. And Ethan Mitchell, who's been on a roll tonight, here's the wind by the right-hander, and the pitch on the way, outer half, missed the outside corner. And the first time tonight, Ethan Mitchell has fallen behind with a 3-1 count. First time he has had a... it's 2-2, I'm sorry. Count is 2-2. That pitch must have been in there for a strike. Here's the 2-2. Popped up. Off shortstop going out. Shortstop has a beat on it, and shallow left field is Jake Hall, makes the catch, and there's out number one. Here's Trent Garver. Garver, a strikeout swinging, and a bounce out to the shortstop in the fourth inning. So Garver, we'll see if he can get things going for the Demons here. One out, nobody on. And next pitch in there for a call strike. Ethan Mitchell has retired a total of six in a row here. He had a string of 10 in a row after that leadoff single, one-out single by Nathan Kroll in the first. Here's the next pitch. Oh, a golf swing that time, and he came up empty. One strike the count on Garver. Garver followed by Luke Bossert. Here's the one-strike pitch. That one in there as well for call strike three. Excuse me, that was strike three. So as he goes down looking, does Garver out number two. 11 strikeouts for Ethan Mitchell. Luke Bossert. It is up to Bossert to keep this game alive here for the Demons. First pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. Mitchell, a one-hitter last year, and looking at a two-hitter and so far in this game. And Bossert on the outside corner takes the next pitch outside corner for a call strike two. So Albia down their last strike. Two outs, nobody on. The two-strike pitch swung on. Inside pitch up the line. That's going to be a tough play to make. Pitcher fields it. The throw on the way. Not in time. Good job. Oh, this on the right field line. And the right fielder will pick it up. And that would be Brock Beck. So an infield hit and an error on Ethan Mitchell. So, for the third time in this game, Albia with a hit and a base runner, and the first error committed by the Tigers in this game. Now Tony Stenberg going to come on out. Stenberg is second year at Grinnell. He came from Albia, or excuse me, came from Alburnett in eastern Iowa. And he's a graduate of Benton Community High School in Van Horn, Iowa, up in Benton County. Well, they certainly know how to play baseball. They've had a great tradition up there in Benton County through the years. And Stenberg meeting with the catcher, Jaden Gibson and Ethan Mitchell. I'm not sure if they're going to take out Mitchell. He's not. So he goes 7 2/3 innings. And there was activity in the bullpen. This may be Drew Kaufman coming into pitch here. So Mitchell will stay at short. This may be Drew Kaufman coming into pitch here. Don't see a number. It's a big right. Owen Kaufman, I'm sorry. This is Owen. Owen Kaufman coming into pitch. So that means we have a situation. The shortstop probably goes to the left, I'm assuming. Jake Hall. Okay. So Hall will, okay. Well, we'll have some defensive changes here. It's Owen Kaufman coming into pitch for the Tigers in relief of Ethan Mitchell, who was rolling right along right before an infield roller by Luke Bossert up the third base line, and Mitchell trying to hurry his throw, threw it down right field in foul territory, allowing the base runner, Luke Bossert, to go to second. So Mitchell will go to shortstop now. Jake Holm, the third, and we need a... I think that's probably everybody then, okay. This is Owen Kaufman. So Owen in for the Tigers, Drew's brother. And Owen, a sophomore, last year made 10 appearances, went 2-2 a year ago, 21 and a third innings pitched. He recorded two saves, two of the three Tiger saves on the year. So this is certainly not uncharted waters for Owen Kaufman. 1.29 ERA. And 18 strikeouts against 7 walks. Nice effort. Ashton Brand will try to extend this game for Albia with a runner at second and 2 out. Grinnell 3, Albia nothing. Ashton Brand struck out looking, struck out swinging in the second and fifth innings respectively. So for Kaufman, this is a save situation with a tying run at, on deck. Here's the set. And the pitch by Kaufman, a swing and a miss for strike one. So Kaufman down, up in the count, one strike. So Jake Hull is now at third. Ethan Mitchell at short. Colin Gibson at second, and Nick Popp at first, the infield for Grinnell. Next pitch swung on, popped up, and will come out of play right by, right to our right in the press box here at Boyd Britton Field. And Albia once again down their last strike. Two outs, runner at second. Kaufman trying to preserve the shutout here for Grinnell. Leading by three. Runner at second is Luke Bossard. Here's a set by Owen Kaufman. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that ends the ball game. So in the inning for Albia, no runs, one hit, one Tiger error, and one runner left on base. Albia left just two runners in this game. So right now we're at 6:56. You're listening to Albia Baseball on KIIC Albia 96.7 FM. I'm John Martinson. Hope you've enjoyed the first game of our doubleheader. We'll have the second game on as well. So if it's 6:56, we're talking about a half hour. We're going to talk about a 7:25 start or thereabouts for game two of this varsity double dip. So we'll take a break. We will put the numbers together, and we'll come back here for post game of game one. We'll have other things to talk about. Maybe we'll have an Albia boys soccer coach up here as well. That would be nice. I'm hoping that'll happen. But if not, we'll find things to move things along on this Tuesday night of high school baseball on KIIC 96.7. You're listening to Albia High School Baseball.